Today's Mass Hits, it's 102.7, Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill. It is time down for a look at the water cooler conversations. I know that they have the big storm coming up with the hurricane.
Yeah.
On the way in the Carolinas.
Or is it hitting now as we speak?
No,
like, who knows?
No, I think that, it's not yet supposed to hit.
But soon.
Well, maybe today. Maybe it is. It's supposed to be today. But at any rate.
Clearly, we're far removed from it.
Right. And that's the thing.
It's not even windy.
Yeah. We're fine here. But if you were there and had the power outages, just like we've certainly experienced power outages.
Zero, like.
You want to have a candle close by, right? I mean, flashlights,
or
candles, stuff like that. And in Connecticut, this woman was in a power outage. And so she grabs a candle and lights it.
Oh, boy.
Well, then it turns out it was a stick of dynamite.
Oh, yeah. Why? Why does anybody have a stick of dynamite?
Right.
Are they in a cartoon?
I guess. You're exactly right.
Good
because
grief.
There's only one place. And in a cartoon, it just poof. And there's.
Yeah. Is it like Wile E. Coyote lives with her or what?
Right. And so therefore, you just have a little black smoke and everybody laughs and you have a little funny music and
then,
and then everything's done. But no, this was in real life. And
it doesn't go that way.
It doesn't. And I'm surprised that it went the way that it did, because to me, you're holding a stick of dynamite, you're dead.
Yeah.
But she's not. She was looking to light a candle in her home around 9:30 p.m. after the power went out during a storm, and then
just lit up the neighborhood.
Yes, because she lights it, and I would think that if you lit it and it's fizzing instead of just glowing,
it's crackling.
Yes, I mean, I've had a firecracker before. And I know how
that's
that
what I'm
goes.
Thinking. Like, was it a firework?
Yeah.
Or why do we have sticks of dynamite in our house?
Dynamite. Kind of like, you figure an M80. I know what those things do. And that's only a portion of what a normal stick of dynamite is. So hopefully this was, and the fact that she's alive means that maybe it
that's
was
a plus.
Maybe it was a dud. Maybe it was something.
Was there any more info? Like,
yes.
How long was she in the hospital for?
Now, that part I don't know. But here's the thing. The dynamite went off in her hand, and one of her children called 911.
Because she doesn't have a hand.
Yes. What's your emergency? We got a lot going on here. You know, there's a storm.
Busy.
There's outages and stuff. What's your problem? Well, my mom just blew up her hand with a stick of dynamite. Really? What?
No, boy, no.
Yeah. All right. She did what? I mean, that would be like one of those.
They probably don't even believe her.
See, that's what I was going to say. It's probably one of those 911 calls where they go, this line is for serious emergencies.
I know.
We've got a lot going on here.
How do you even get your hands on a stick of dynamite?
Well,
no, I just want to know.
Well, she was taken to the hospital and no one else was injured in the blast.
That's plus.
But it did blow out one of the home's windows. And then here's the thing. Firefighters are in there, and they're kind of freaking because of this. And they found another explosive device.
I was just going to say, because they're like, is there more where this came from?
Sure, because you figure there's one. And so as a precaution, they evacuated people in the homes on either side of the woman's residence.
Just what you want in a storm sitting.
Right. You're sitting there in the dark. You've got your candle because you don't carry dynamite.
Crazy.
Yeah. And they come knocking on your door and have to ask you. It's like, what was that loud boom? Was that a transformer? Is that why?
Did it blow?
No, it was your neighbor. Oh, you mean Crazy Sadie? Yeah, it was her. Yeah. What'd she do this time? Well, she had a stick of dynamite. And we know. And they called the state police bomb squad to remove it.
Oh, my gosh. Way to go, lady.
The woman's name wasn't released because she's stupid. That's not what they said, but that's kind of
what
I'm reading into it. So, and who exactly, I mean, number one, like you said, who exactly has dynamite in their home?
Well, and you have one. How did you get two? Where do you get this?
Right.
I need to know.
And number two, who keeps dynamite next to where he keeps candles?
Yeah, like because, all I imagine is a stick that says TNT on it, like a red.
Right,
like how do you not know?
Generally, that's the way it is in the cartoons. So
it should be in real life.
It should be. You're right. So there you go. That's a look at the water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits is 102.7.